joining me now at SOS Fest last day.
Yeah.
From the headliners Massive Wagons.
Rock on.
I have the honour.
Oh, all right. Has somebody else walked in?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
Wonderful, Baz.
Oh, hello, how's it going? Nice
it's going really well. How are you?
Good. Yeah, all right, yeah, yeah, good. Good to be here. Yeah, it's good. Yeah. Great festival, this.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. We did it a couple of years ago, and it was fantastic, yeah. Yeah,
it was fantastic. I really enjoyed it. That was the first time I'd seen you properly.
Was it really? All right. Oh, there you go, then.
And I will freely admit, I fell in love.
Oh, all right.
With Massive Wagons.
Oh, well, there you go.
The spot.
Jolly good. Nice to hear.
Wow.
Here we are.
I should also add, because I'm free to embarrass myself.
That's all right.
I remember when you played at the Railway Bowl.
Oh, bloody hell, fire. In where? In Chorley?
In Bolton.
In Bolton. Oh, yes, sir.
Bromley Cross.
Bromley Cross.
Yes.
Yes, yeah,
and,
bloody hell, that was
it. Was one of those nights where you were on, and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Did we support somebody that night, or was that just us?
Sure.
I can't remember.
I can't
that's
remember.
That's a great
I
event. Has it closed?
It's closed.
Yes. Thought I heard. That's
gone.
A shame. That's a great venue. Obviously, I had like the tent, didn't
the
it,
tent,
above
the
stage.
Tent. And yeah. It was one of those nights where I think I'd done five nights in there in a row, and I just went,
bloody
oh,
hell.
I think I need a rest tonight. So I had a rest, missed you. And it's
right.
Like one of those where I've kicked myself ever since.
Oh,
after,
yeah, it was a good night, that.
Eventually, late to a party.
Yeah, I think we got lost trying to find that place. I seem to remember, yeah.
You've got the new album coming very, very soon.
Mm, yeah.
I
August
bet you
10th.
Guys are very excited.
Oh, yeah, well excited, yeah. It's all leads up. It's all the work leading up to it. You know, it's a lot of effort, and then you're just waiting for it to come out. You know, yeah. It's the best part. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, wait to hear what people think of it. You know.
Well, the bits that we've heard so far seem to be getting an amazing reaction.
Yeah, they seem to. I mean, well, Earache are on board. They're releasing more singles. I think it's the work a lot more around Spotify and
right.
All that, and that works. So it's a new way to do it to that we've ever done it before. Mm-hmm. The labels we've been on, pretty much it's working because our Spotify listeners have gone through the roof. Like it's staggering, yeah. And it can only be a good thing. So in this day and age, I don't really understand it all, but it looks good on paper, and everyone says it's good. So there you go.
Well, as long as the label are happy.
Oh yeah, they seem to be happy. Yeah, 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 yeah.
How did that come about with the label?
Earache.
Yeah, was it?
it's quite funny, really. I was I got a message on Instagram from the guy who runs it, Digby.
Right.
On Instagram, and I opened this message, and he said, "Oh, I heard Back to the Stack on Planet Rock. I really like it. You know, how would you feel about releasing your next album with us?" Like, all right, yeah, crikey, is this all wind up? lots of love, Digby from Earache. Like, crikey, yeah, that's it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was
and that was
one
it.
Of those things.
And it was
wow.
Just one of those things, yeah, yeah, yeah. We never approached them. He just messaged us on Instagram, of all things. Yeah, and I sent it to the lads and followed it up, and he was. Keen as mustard. Here we are.
I bet that was quite a thing for lads from Calvert.
Well, it was, yeah. It just all bolt from the blue, you know. Well, we were on Off Your Rocker.
Yes.
And we'd released Welcome to the World, and that we'd only had a two-album deal with them, so we'd released two albums. And, we'd started writing and stuff, and it's in your head, and you think, well, what are we going to do here? Are we going to self-release it? Because we've always been a band where we always want to be on a bit of an upward trajectory,
yeah.
Really, you know. We don't want to tread water because there's a lot of effort, you know, and it's a lot of time and a lot of time away from family. So unless it's proven it's worth being in the band, then, you know, we'd probably knock it on the head, really. But then Earache came along at the right time, and we were like, well, why wouldn't we? You know, we've got no other options, and they're keen, and we'll give it a go, you know. So, yeah, here we are. Yeah, it's all going well so far, seems to be.
There's something almost uniquely English
right.
About the way you write.
Oh.
You know, there's a humour.
Yeah, well, I've always been in the. I hear some people don't read a lot into lyrics, and they're not too fussed about writing lyrics or putting too much effort in. But the way I see it is the rest of the guys put a lot of effort in to play the guitar, and all I have to do is write the lyrics. So, I mean, the least I can do is make an effort, you know what I mean? And I think it's, you know, that's a pride in my lyrics. Big fans of lyricists. Ginger Wilder, we've done some stuff with him. I've always said he's a massive influence on me. His lyrics are amazing.
Yeah,
I think he tells a story, you know. And I think the English thing, I like to, predominantly our audience are English, so I like people to identify with them, you know, and think and know what I'm talking about, you know, and connect with the lyrics, you know.
Yeah.
And people seem to, so yeah, enjoy it. Yeah.
Well, the one that got me straight away was Tokyo.
All right. Yeah.
I think it was one of the first ones you played 2 years ago.
All right.
I just went, shit, I'm going to have to buy that. There was just something about it. So hooky and catchy and just.
Well, that was an obvious single, that, when we the last album. It was one of those songs we just practiced and we were like, yeah, I think this is going to be a single. Like,
yeah.
Immediately we played it, jammed it together, and we loved it. So, yeah, and it seems to, yeah. yeah, still playing it, so.
I think the same thing like about that one as a kid, always wanted to be in bands.
Yeah.
Always wanted to be in a band that got signed. There's just something about that song that just somebody said, screams it's about being in a band.
Somebody said. We were looking at a new distributor for the album, and there's some people in Germany, and he came back. He said he reminded him immediately of A Long Way to the Top by DC. You know, the sentiment of it and that. To be honest, at the time we wrote it, we were a bit jaded really, and it was a bit of a stab at the time at radio stations, yeah, and stuff like that, and not just on our behalf, on all bands' behalf, you know. It's just so hard to get. You seem to try so hard to get noticed, and it's just a slog, you know. You just feel sometimes like you're just wasting your time, you know.
Really?
Yeah. And you just got to stick with it, and a bit of luck and a bit of hard work. And I feel a bit daft now singing it now, because we get played on all these radio stations now, so.
Yeah.
It was written at a time when I was being a bit of a miserable bastard. So.
But I think, certainly for rock bands,
it's not commercial anymore, is it? Or at the moment, it's not as commercial as it ever was.
Someone certainly decided it's not.
Well, of course, you know. And it doesn't seem to get as much chart time, and it doesn't get a play on Radio 1 or Radio... Radio 2 does a bit, you know. Black Star Riders get Radio 2 play, don't they? And Cadillac 3 a bit, but... You just feel sometimes it's hard work, isn't it, you know? But it's a great underground scene, and it's a great scene. I think there is a movement, like, I definitely do. I think there's something moving in the right way.
I agree. I've spoken to people like Toby Jepson, who says exactly the same.
Yeah, yeah. Away with Tums, there you go, and Glorious, these bands, Stormbroken. Yeah. I said, you know, I said Stormbroken had a full-page spread in Kerrang! A couple of months ago, and I mean, I know they are a metal-y band, but they're not a Kerrang metal band, they're sort of a rock metal band, aren't they? And to see them in there was a real achievement, I think, for rock music, you know. Mm. You know, it's a fair play to them, like.
New stuff's getting played on Planet Rock.
Yeah, fair play, Planet Rock, they're playing everything, yeah. Primordial, they're playing it, and the radio stations, Hard Rock L Radio. It's great, yeah, picking them all up.
Because I think that's certainly where the rock fans are going. They're going to the obviously, Planet Rock's Planet Rock, but the sort of online, internet,
yeah.
radios that are, and people just say, you know what, I don't want to hear all the same stuff over and over again.
Certainly Planet Rock, I mean, Planet Rock seem to have come in my experience anyway, they seem to have got a bit of stick over the years for playing the same music, but as far as I'm concerned, over the last year, I hear nothing but them playing new bands. I know all the bands they play, and it's fucking great, you know. I think they do more than their fair share of playing new music, you know. I think they do brilliant. Yeah, it's fair play to them.
Now, you said sort of Tokyo was a bit of a stab. China Plate's a bit of a go at social media, isn't it?
Well, yeah. It's not really a go at Facebook anyway.
No, it's just using
that as an example. It's a bit of a stab at the world that social media has created, exactly. You know, the way people are on there.
Mm.
I don't think we were meant to interact with that many people. Do you know what I mean? You get everybody, it's just like a barrage, isn't it, of
noise.
Of noise, yeah, and opinion, and I don't know. You're not friends with everybody on there, are you? You know, I think it's taken too seriously sometimes. It's a forum, isn't it, you know, for opinion. But some people, it's become more than that to some people, hasn't it? And it just gets a bit much.
I love the song. Musically, it's great. To quote Keith Lemon, the message is quite.
Yeah.
You know, there's a point to it.
Yeah, definitely.
But it's just been done with it.
Surprised it's never been done before, really. I was quite surprised nobody's written a song like that before, really. But I was glad nobody had.
I played it to the other half. Listen to this. That's genius.
Oh, great. That's cool, isn't it?
It's like a lot of rock bands. If the right people get to hear it, they just go, oh, I didn't like rock music, but that's good. That.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's an easy song to identify with because everybody these days is on Facebook, aren't they? They've all seen pictures of people's cats and all that crap, haven't they? People's food and rubbish.
Don't stand on the cats. Try and promote a website and you get more hits for a picture of a cat than you do with anything.
Well, it's the same being in a band, isn't it? People post pictures of the tea and have all these likes. You post a gig that's coming up and it seems to get no interest, but it's weird.
You did all right with the one in Lancaster, though, didn't you? The library.
Oh, yeah, that was all right. Yeah, that was great. Yeah, that was amazing, yeah. Well, Lancaster has a bit of a history, potted history of rock gigs back in the day, like the university. Back in the 70s, had all the big bands on and they stopped having gigs there and bands don't come to Lancaster anymore at all. But because there's no real venues, there's a few little venues, 100-cap venues, but we wanted to try and put a night on, you know, bring a bit of it back, you know. But there's no venues between 100 cap and 1,000 cap, so no. We were trying to think, and they'd had gigs on in the library, so we thought, oh, well, let's see if we can do it, and it was 300 people, so, you know, it was perfect, not really.
It certainly seemed to get a lot of people talking.
Yeah, well, and the library aspect was a bit different. People thought it was a bit quirky and a bit weird, so they'd actually had, there's a group that go around the country called Loud in the Library, I think they're called. I think they go around the country doing gigs in libraries, and they actually had Adele on in there.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day, like before she was ginormous, and Frank Turner's played in there, and Ellie Goulding. So I was like, it must have stuff on in there. But one of the problems was, I inquired, and they said, yeah, we've had bands on, we've got a stage and all this. Like, brilliant, we'll do it. So we booked it, posters, advertised it, sold tickets, and then we realised that the nights that they'd put on in there were alcohol-free nights. So we were like, oh no, what are we going to do? They said, oh, we don't have a bar. Well, rockers come... People coming to our show want beer, don't they? So we then had the problem of sorting bars out and stuff, which was a bit of a pain, but we got it sorted and it was all good in the end. The only problem was there was only two single urinal toilets in the whole building for 300 people, which was a bit of a problem, but...
Yeah. Once you sort the bar out, anyway.
Yeah. Because it's a library, isn't it? It's not a venue. We never thought. We've got toilets. There's no toilets in the place.
I suppose that's the thing that all bands have to deal with now, isn't it? You're sort of looking for something a bit different.
Yeah, you've got to stand out from the crowd, haven't you? You've got to put a bit of thought in, a bit of effort, and be remembered for things. Like you said, I mean, that was over a year ago now, and you brought that up, so you clearly people remember it. Or
my daughter was working in Carnforth.
All right, so yeah. That's where we're from, Carnforth.
Yeah, no.
All right.
I
yeah, like.
That's why I keep mentioning it. But she was working in a pub.
All right.
And I'm thinking, get down. See? We'll see Laura as well. And I just couldn't make it happen.
Pub was that?
Canal Turn.
The Canal Turn, oh yeah. Yeah. On side of Canal, next to behind petrol station there. Oh, nice pub that, yeah. Probably nicest pub in Carnforth, to be honest.
I think a few people have said that.
Yeah, rest of us shitholes, really.
Yeah.
You can't quote me on that.
I might edit that one out.
No, you're all right. I'm bothered.
So really it's just the build up to the album and then hitting that big up.
Yeah, that's next, it, yeah. We've got a few gigs coming up in the week running up to the release, which are like some in-store gigs.
Oh right, yeah.
Right, record store gigs, just around the northwest really. Leeds, well Yorkshire Leeds is about the furthest we're going. Because we're doing them after work, you know. Because we still work, you know, which is... We're just at that point where the band are work. It's such a big step at the moment, but we'll see how it goes.
And it's the same for most bands. Unless you are the enormous dome bands.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Everybody's got to have a
job. Yeah, got a job, you know, another income, you know. We'll see. It's hard to juggle everything at the moment, but... we'll see how it goes until the album releases, and see what the album does, you know, and see if that gets more interest. It certainly seems to be going well so far, so...
And you know, with things like trying to juggle a band and real work,
work and family time,
family time.
You've got understanding the other halves, anyway.
I was going to say it must help.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Well, my girlfriend is our manager, so that helps a lot. So
that helps.
That helps a lot, yeah.
But in fact, do you have to make sure you must all have understanding employers?
Oh yeah, we do. Well, we've been doing it a long time now, so.
Yeah.
And me and Adam Bowser, the bass player, we work for the same guy, and he's a great bloke. Like he gets it, you know. Yeah. You know, if he can help out, we did a run of dates last year, I think, or the year before with Ginger, and Adam didn't have any holidays left, but he let him have the time off anyway for the tour, you know, which is really nice of him. So we always give him a thank in every album, so you know,
that's what it means a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, like, he does. Yeah, well, he knows we take it seriously, and it's not just a piss take, you know. He knows we do it, you know, as a for a serious thing, you know.
And in terms of just what made Baz want to be a singer and frontman? Can you remember what it was?
About 10 pints of beer, right?
Yeah, well, obviously that helps.
Yeah, I don't know. I've always liked it. Sing to yourself, don't you? Sing songs to yourself in your truck, in your car, or whatever, years ago. Yeah, the lads were out in one night, and they'd been jamming together some covers and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Adam Thistlethwaite was teaching Carl, the old guitar player, how to play guitar. They had a bass player who was learning, a drummer who'd done a little bit, and they were just jamming. They were like, we haven't got a singer, we need somebody to do some singing. And I was like, oh, I'll have a go, like, I'll just have a go, like, you know, if it's crap, just let me know and I'll we'll call it there. We just went down, I learned some covers, Paranoid and some Thin Lizzy songs and stuff. We had a jam in one of the drummer's garage, and we were like, yeah, sounds alright, this. We just, yeah, and here we are, just stuck with it, and yeah, that was it, yeah, just had a go.
So it was a happy accident?
Just a happy accident, yeah, I'd never done it before in my life, so... Yeah, just thought of a whirl. We got some mates down. Well, we did some practicing. We got some mates down. We said, look, if it's you have a listen, and if it's crap, just tell us it's crap. And we won't carry on any further. But no, they said it sounds good. So here we are. There we go. And then we used to play covers a lot, and then we just got the inkling, the hankering to write our own stuff a bit, and yeah. Then we never looked back, really. Yeah.
Brilliant. No, so I'm looking forward to the tonight set.
Yeah,
really,
yeah.
Really am. And is it going to be quite a bit of the new stuff? Or
yeah, I think there's. We've been playing the new stuff. I know a lot of people haven't seen us playing the new stuff, but we've been playing the new stuff for a while. Certainly, the last two we did, we'd played quite a bit of new stuff. So we've been playing all the singles anyway. Yeah. So I don't know how many songs it is. Yeah, it's an hour and 10, 15 minutes, I think. So there's quite a bit in there. Old stuff, new stuff. Yeah. Yeah, should be good. Look forward to it.
Did you enjoy Friday?
Oh yeah, we were here Friday.
That was
fucking hell, yeah. Yeah, it was all right, yeah.
The madness of Bigfoot.
Yeah. Well, we've known them guys for years. Like,
yeah.
We used to play when Mick used to play in Fire and the Empire, mm-hmm. before Bigfoot. We played with Fire and the Empire hundreds of times, like. Yeah. So yeah, and then they knocked it on the head, and he got with Bigfoot and Sam. Used to play in a band called Spitting Kitten. We used to play with them as well, and yeah, we've known them for a long time. So it was really cool of them to ask us to do it. Yeah, I nosed it up a bit, but tell a few jokes, nobody notices, do they?
I don't think it really. I thought it was an interesting idea.
Yeah, I thought fair play to him,
I thought it worked brilliantly.
Oh, good, yeah. I thought it was certainly a laugh. Like, it was good. I enjoyed it. It's always good to. It's good to do something different. Get up with a different band, you know. It's an experience, isn't it? You know.
But it was fab.
No, it's great.
Well, thank you ever so much.
I'll no worries.
Get on with.
Yeah.
Getting ready to
do whatever.
Do your shit.
Get in the zone. I suppose that's what you call it. Yeah.
Is that what you call
like
it?
The dressing room or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. 10 pints of lager.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, thank you ever so much.
Thanks,
that's been
an absolute
pleasure.